the presence, that wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit that had so revolutionized my life several years earlier, was so heavy that I was oblivious to everything. Before I knew it, the time was 2 a.m., and I was still praying. The next morning, I rose quickly, feeling rested and strong, and prayed again before leaving for the service. I was aware that my prayer session this time was not extraordinary. It felt nothing like the night before, but that would have been hard to equal. I went to the service, and when the time came, began to preach. I opened my mouth to say the first words, and a cloud of glory came into that building. It was as though the Shekinah, the awesome holy presence of God Almighty, glory, had arrived. It was so heavy that you couldn't move. People began to weep. As I was speaking, some fell from their seats onto the floor. They just crumbled and sobbed. Their response was amazing. What was happening? Then I closed my eyes and said one word, Jesus. Whoosh! God's presence and power swept through the auditorium even greater than before, and people everywhere were moved. I saw no one who wasn't touched visibly. A man next to me said, I've never felt God's presence like I'm feeling it now. Tears were streaming down his face. I knew he was right. I had never before felt the presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit so powerfully in a service. A break for lunch. Following the service, I was scheduled to have lunch at the home of a cousin who lived in Detroit. I had not seen her in some time and looked forward to lunch with her. My cousin and her husband welcomed me when I arrived, and we sat down at the table together as we renewed our acquaintance. We had a delightful lunch, and our conversation was lively and enjoyable. Suddenly, as we sat enjoying our lunch, I felt the Lord tugging at my heart. I knew the feeling well. He was gently calling me, "Go pray." I was startled, and in my heart I responded, "Lord, I can't leave now. I'm having lunch with these people. And I didn't even drive here myself. The hotel is 45 minutes away, and I have no way to get there. Besides, how can I get up and leave in the middle of lunch?" Silence. Our lunch concluded, and the man who had driven me there took me back to the hotel. I was so exhausted when I got to my room that I took a nap. When I arrived at the service that evening, the crowd was double what it had been in the morning. God's power had been so awesome that the people were still excited, filled with anticipation about the evening service. What would tonight be like if the morning meeting had been so powerful? It was different. I got up to preach, but when I opened my mouth, there was nothing, only words. No presence, no overwhelming anointing of the Spirit, no power. I struggled. I didn't know what to do next. I could tell by the expression on their faces that many were wondering what was going on. The truth was, nothing was going on. Only hours before, I had simply spoken the word Jesus, and God's power had invaded the auditorium. People had felt the touch of God as they wept in His presence. But now, I was saying everything I could think of, and nothing was happening. Finally, the service ended. It was a disaster. I couldn't get back to my hotel room fast enough. I rushed into the room, closed the door quickly, and locked it. What a relief. The service had seemed like an eternity. I sat on the bed, and my mind raced over the ordeal. I was puzzled and confused. God, what happened? This morning,